Syrians. Italians, Jews, a few Irish, and a few Chinese. On the whole, citizenry, I guess we'd say, has been a high-class one. Mm-hmm. Folks have always believed in giving good educations to their children, and it's, I'd say, the exception rather than the rule that a boy or girl who finishes high school doesn't go to college. Mm-hmm. Most of them go. And they go to good colleges, too. Mm-hmm. Now, mine was a small college, but they have graduated some very distinguished men. And some have gone to Yale, Harvard, Princeton, University of Virginia, a great many, of course, to Mississippi colleges.
Is your family one of the older families of Vicksburg, or?
Yes, it is.
Your mother's, on your mother's side mainly, or?
Yes, they were here before my father's side came in.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of plantation owners back 50 years ago? Did they still have large plantations? Like they?
Not quite as many, because in a good many cases, the original owners died, and the large plantations were cut up into smaller ones.
Mm-hmm. Do many people living in Vicksburg now still own land in the Delta?
Still what?
Still own land in the Delta? Do they
still? Not as many as 60 years ago. Mm-hmm. Or older than, farther back than that, really. But there still are some. However, managing a plantation from 80 miles away, 100 miles away, is not a wise thing to do. You got to be right there with it. So mostly the plantations are now owned by people who live on them or nearby.
I'd like to get an idea of the house that you grew up in. Or did you move around very much when you were young?
No, thank the Lord. Our house is right across the street here, diagonally opposite. Uh-huh. 10-room house, air-cured heart cypress and longleaf pine, the like of which couldn't be bought 30 years later. It was just a fine timber that they grew in those days, and it wasn't used so fast that lower grade lumber went into buildings. Mm-hmm. It was a 10-room house, and finished in 1886. I'm not sure about this, but I have a recollection of seeing a paid bill of the builders showing that the contract price was $4,500.